Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, it's AJ Malik. AJ, you are the CEO and founder of Studio X. You're a former Google executive. You are also found on the web at StudioX-AI. It's great to have you, AJ. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes. Hey, before we get going talking about your superpowers, sorry, I didn't warn you about this, but here we go. First question I'd love to ask you is what you have been doing for fun lately. Hobbies, movies, music, games, travel, anything like that that comes to mind?
Oh, I love travel. I love Netflix.
what are you watching on Netflix?
Oh, right now?
Or streaming anywhere.
Oh, Netflix, the one I think I'm just finishing. Oh, man, I have so many. But
you didn't watch The Residence, did you? Have you seen that?
Yes, Residence, I have seen that.
That's a great show.
But I'm finishing right now is Scandal. And have you seen it?
No, I've seen the title. I've seen it. Obviously, it's a popular show.
I'm waiting for Dexter Resurrection coming in a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
Dexter
wow.
is one of my favorites.
I love Scandal travel. On Netflix. That's a good one?
Oh, yeah. Dexter is so good, always.
Oh, Dexter, yes.
Have you seen Dexter?
Oh, I haven't. It's just one of those ones. It's just never ended up on my queue. But
You have to see Dexter.
I've heard so many good things. All right, you've convinced me. I'm going to my TV and movie tracker right now. I'm going to enter in Dexter to my queue. All right, and I know I'm going to like it. Like what I know about the show, it seems a little dark. You know, a little dark
very
humor.
Dark, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm excited to talk with you because I would love to learn a lot more about agentic AI and how we can be using that better. Obviously, I think most of us listening to this conversation right now, we're probably using great tools like ChatGPT, Gemini, I mean, certainly all of the AI-enabled tools that are available to us as business leaders. But do you mind, before we kind of get into that, maybe just a quick overview of who Studio X is, like what you do?
Oh, sure. So Studio X is a platform, enterprise AI platform, that enables businesses, organizations to add AI in their operations, in their adding features in their products everywhere, or customer support. But the key part or the differentiators are, first of all, is the agentic AI part, the agent orchestration. And the second big part is the no code. You can enhance and add AI in your workflows without having any coding experience or doing any coding. So you can simply say, I want this, and your workflow, like, you know, you have a workflow for podcast. I have to do recording, I have to save the recording, push it, create shots, post it on social media. I have like 10 steps. And just imagine if you could do all those 10 steps by defining and creating an agent without any code, and it does it for you every time.
How? All right. Can you explain a little bit about describe, if you could, maybe from a user experience standpoint, what does it feel like or how does it work to operate agentic AI tools to get done some of these things that are a little bit step room. It's more work than just what someone might be using in ChatGPT for deep research or something.
Yes. So let me just give you a little bit more background than you are asking, okay? So first is like AI is old, and the whole purpose of AI was working on big data and finding patterns and predicting based on the patterns, okay? That was the AI, and now it is now all called classic AI, okay? Because that is, then the LLMs came, the ChatGPT and Claude and Gemini, and they have, everybody thinks AI is, you put any text, you can get response back, you can create emails, it can create stories, jokes, and everything. And you can talk to it, it has knowledge. So it's better than Google search. It is finding and giving you answers. That's the thing. Agentic is the next level, where the AI is actually a background process. Think of AI as an agent, something, somebody who is doing the work for you in background, okay? And you tell it, this is what I want to do, and it will do it for you, okay? And it will use its knowledge. It will use all the knowledge it has. It will use all the data it has access to and make use that to make decisions. Let me give you a simplest example. In ChatGPT, you can go and upload your passport and say, hey, when does my passport expire? Of course, you can open it and read it, but just imagine it was in a document. It will say, hey, this is the date for your passport expiry. But then you say, hey, can you make sure you send me reminders 6 months before my passport expires? That's what ChatGPT does not do as a bot. You talk to it and responds. Agentic is you tell it and then it is running, and 6 months before your passport expires, it will send you an email or WhatsApp message or text you and say, hey, your passport is expiring, Josh. You need to renew it. So agent AI is all about something, somebody, some AI process running in background and trying to meet your goals. And it is many goals. It could not be just has to be one goal. It can be like looking at many goals, talking to other agents. Hey, I am like a, sorry to interrupt you. Think like this. I am a restaurant business. You are a simple restaurant business. You want to open a restaurant business. In restaurant business, you have to do manage the menus. You have to look at the ingredients, the inventories, the pricing, the social media, the holiday, everything has to be done. But imagine if there were AI agents looking at it, your menu, and checking the pricing of your ingredients, inventory, and adjusting your menus automatically. Social media, getting the feedback, checking the feedback, and giving feedback to the person who's planning the menu. Hey, you need to adjust this or what? Think like this. If all those things could be done in automatically, somebody using the logic, the reasoning, the knowledge. People are only seeing LLM. People think LLMs are all about creating text or responding to text. But that knowledge can be used for reasoning. And agentic AI is all about AI using that reasoning. It is has that autonomy. It can act on its own. It can take, it is not just about chatbot response. It is a goal-oriented behavior. And it has a interaction later. That's what is agentic AI.
A way to explain it, that kind of the what I would, initially when I was learning about agentic AI, it's like, huh, well, it seems like it can do about anything that I could do with a keyboard, mouse, and a browser. Is that, and or any other kind of web-based tool? Is that accurate or am I close? Or?
Not just limited to web-based. It can do everything you can do, Josh.
So my, like my Josh applications that I have running on my computer.
Not just those applications. It can actually... Think of agentic AI is building the human equivalent AI, which can do all the decision making. So think like this, think Josh.ai. So think like this, now this is your other personality, which can do everything. It can do the podcasts, it can video call, it can audio call, it can take action, it can remember, hey, I have to pick up the kids, it can remember, I have to do this, I have to close this account, somebody calls, it cancels the account. It can do all the things. It will actually do all your actions, and it will use your knowledge and how you interact with those things, and it will do all those things. So it is actually creating a AI equivalence of human in many ways, so that you can actually take, which will take actions, which will be responsible, and it will use all the knowledge it has. It will use the current knowledge and take actions. Am I making sense?
Yes. Wow. Well, that's amazing. Can you share a few more examples or a couple more examples of clients that you've worked with and like what the solution, what is it that they wanted to do and what you were able to build together?
All right, so let me give you an example. Like a oil and gas plant, you have so much going on in it. There is operations going on. You are managing the employees. You are managing the work that's going on. You are looking at the yields. You are looking at the market. You are looking at so many parameters. So all those things are not like a chatbot. You go and talk to it. So what is happening is you have a lot of AI agents. There is one AI agent monitoring the inventories, one AI agent monitoring the temperatures, the vibrations, the sensors. There is one AI agent doing this. And all AI agents are producing in looking at some inputs, producing some outputs, some other AI agents talking to them, figuring it out the data and making bigger decisions, changing everything. Like an AI, look at it, another example, an AI agent looking at all the traffic conditions at San Francisco Airport, right? Whenever the plane's going, weather and everything. An AI agent at New York Airport looking at everything. And those two AI agents talking and deciding when a plane can fly from San Francisco to New York or not. Is it okay or not right now, based on all those decisions. So it's actually all the decision making which used to happen, which actually happens only by human, delegating it to AI. Those are the AI agents who are going to take all the decisions. And so we are working with oil and gas companies. We are working with transport authorities. We are working with retail businesses. They are like setting up multiple AI agents inside their business who are looking at different things. And then there is an AI agent making decisions based on that. So no more rule-based. You know, all the software automation in the world has been done rule-based. You define if this happens, then do this. If this, then do this. There is, in fact, a website, IFTTT, if this, then that. Okay. And they all do this, configure rules and do this. It's no more about the rules. It's based on looking at all the things and what is the best thing to do right now. Looking at all the configuration and the AI agent is doing it. And why AI agent is able to do it is because it already has the world knowledge built in. Because, and now it is using that knowledge plus the data to do the reasoning to make decisions.
Wow. Well, my goodness, I can imagine, AJ, that there are likely a lot of tasks that most of us probably have that could be better outsourced to agentic AI in a way that maybe we haven't been able to afford to do because the labor costs would be so significant or the technology was just not there. What would you say would be the easiest implementation of something that you would do with agentic AI that you wouldn't really do necessarily with just like regular ChatGPT or something like that?
Oh, okay. So let me give you a simple example. Hey, can you every day, every 6 a.m., check all the emails that have arrived in my mailbox in the last day and send me a summary of the most important on which I have to take action? Text me. That's it. The ones I have to take an action. And it looks at your email every day and sees if this email is important or not based on the conversation or thread and everything that AI agent is looking at it. And then it's making a decision that, hey, you need to respond to this or not. And it summarizes and gives you those emails so that you can manage your day better.
I like that because I don't like spam. I have a pretty good email program that keeps me, and we have multiple accounts, right, that all look like they come to Josh. I mean, I really don't like spam, AJ. And you're right. Like at the end of the day, there's probably only two or three emails that I actually need to take action on. The rest of them are just, and so we think about like a busy executive's time. And, you know, the fact like that is just wasted time sorting through stuff that is just not relevant. Do you have to buy software in order to run this? Or like, how would you set that up to have it run your email like that?
Well, I think one, you can always write all your software yourself. That's the beauty of these days. And there are all these AI agents, ChatGPT, Claude, which help you to write code. So you can do it yourself. But I don't know if you want to do that, right? Then you have to buy some company software which allows that to recreate those agents and run those agents, right? Studio X is one of those platforms which enables you to write those things. And you can write these. We call them vibes. These are the automated workflows. You can write it and then can schedule them, or they can on email listener and everything. Just like I have an email listener vibes. You know what? Whenever the email comes from one of my customer, it immediately respond. Oh, not from everybody. Only when it comes from my customer, it responds back. Hey, I'm looking into it, and I'll get back to you. And then it not only looks at that, it also checks if it can respond the problem before it even replies, and sees if the data what they're asking in the email is, can I respond right away? It collects the data and does it. And if it is urgent, it actually texts me that, Ajay, you need to take action of this, or text my other guys, like who you need to take action on this. And it just, so the agent has becomes a actually action taking system in the business. It's a very important role, right? And that you pick my platform or any other platform. There are many platforms out there in the market. These are generally subscription-based platforms. You pay per month some fixed price, and now you have multiple agents running doing your job.
Well, I love this. All right. So how does someone get started working with you, AJ? And what resources do you have that someone listening to our conversation might want to jump on?
They can connect to me on LinkedIn. Simple, like they can look for me on LinkedIn, and they can book some time. I have a 30minutes.com account. They can book it. Hey, talking is free. Always talk. If you have some ideas you want to share, if you want to have ideas that can I do this, I can tell you, right? My solution or not my solution is not the only thing in my mind, because I really like AI. I enjoy it, okay? And the way people can use it and how they are thinking of using it and solve their problems. I think AI is a huge enabler. Okay. I have seen, like, there is one side of the world which is, oh, don't use AI, don't use AI. Companies were trying to do that. And I was like, gosh, why are you even talking like this? That's you are saying, like, hey, don't wear eyeglasses. You have to work without eyeglasses. Nope. I have AI. I will enable it. Right? Don't say, don't wear shoes. You have to walk on the terrain barefoot. No, we will wear shoes. AI is like those. It's a basic thing now. AI is not like something, oh, everybody should use AI, and I'm very motivated to help people to use AI. I think using AI, people and businesses, they will all make big strides.
All right, AJ Malik, CEO, ex-Googler, CEO and founder of Studio X, your website, studiox-ai.com. We have the link directly in the show notes for this episode. AJ, it's been a great conversation. Thank you so much. I'd like to chat with you afterwards, because I suspect that there's probably a good half dozen things that we could probably be using
For sure.
agentic AI to do, and I would love to explore all of that with you. AJ, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.